Hello, beautiful people of GWA. This is Lady Vicarian. I am freshly showered and dressed and sitting down with my second cup of tea, so I thought I would take the time to answer a questionnaire that was sent to my mailbox by Nickel Silver. And the questionnaire is concerning dirty talk, which, given my latest audio, really does bring up a prominent subject for me. So I'm going to do my best to answer these without rambling. It's going to happen eventually, though. It's compulsive for me. So without further ado, let's have a look at these questions. So the first question is fairly easy. Do you like dirty talk in bed? To give or receive, or both? Is it more like a conversation or a monologue? I love dirty talk in bed. I am, however, terrible at dirty talk because there seems to be some sort of mental block. Without going into detail, you know, I've gotten up to many things in my lifetime, but for some reason the dirty talk tends to be a sticking point with me. I'm not sure why. I have not an issue with it because I enjoy it and I would love to be able to do it on a whim. But it's just one of those mental roadblocks. I don't know what it is, which is a shame because I am one of these people that does really enjoy my partner and their pleasure. And, you know, if I could do the dirty talk thing, it would be great. And I can do it. It's just more of a struggle than I would like to admit. So if I'm perfectly honest, I would say probably I prefer to receive, because it's pretty much an on button for me, which is really bad if you're in public, or really good depending on your opinion. Okay, so question two. Do you pre-screen candidates or just roll the dice? If you get to If you try to get a clue on whether your date or potential lover is a talker, do you ask out flat? Inquire discreetly. Text him a link, casually say a few naughty phrases and wait for pupillary dilation. That's not a fair word to put in front of me first thing in the morning. Or other. I wouldn't ask flat out unless I was very drunk, which I rarely am around somebody that I'm interested in, because nobody's really flattering when they're drunk. Personally, I mean, it would depend on how long I believed the relationship was going to last. If it was, you know, something that, you know, after a couple of weeks down the line, I was kind of getting the feeling, you know, this wasn't going to be a long-term thing, I'd just leave it at the end of the day. If it was going to be a long-term thing, that's the sort of thing I would sit my partner down and explain to them. You know, because not everybody can do the dirty talk thing instantly, and they could have exactly the same problem as you, which is nerves. So I'd sit them down and speak to them about it if it was going to be a long-term thing, and just let it go if it's going to be a, you know, a quick fling. It's not worth the hassle. All right. Are there any universal tells, unmistakable signs this person likes to make a little more noise? Please list. Okay. See, I'm not going to be very helpful with this question because I'd probably have to wear the t-shirt. I'm not sure why there's a huge mental block on it for me, because I can write it, you know, I can say it in normal context, but you ask me to say it in a bedroom context and I just turn into 5-year-old really and sit there giggling to myself or hiding behind a pillow. So, for me, I'd probably have to wear a t-shirt with Talk Dirty on, emblazoned on it, to get the message through. Green light, you're going for it. So what do I do when we're going for it? See, with me, it would probably be making a few sounds or comments during initial encounters. But when it gets right down to it, I think it's all down to my partner and whether they can sort of sweep me up in the momentum of themselves. It takes a lot of hand-holding with me. I am very shy about it, as I think I've said a number of times. And it's a difficult block for me to climb over. But once I do, I mean, you know, it's great and I can keep going. But yeah, it does take some guidance for me. It does take some reassurance. So it would maybe be just a few small comments and then, yeah, I'd need a little hand-holding. God, I'm such a child. If there are positive indications but no unequivocal commitment, example, at breakfast the hen is involved but the pig is committed, what do you do to encourage erotic talk in the bedroom? For me personally, this isn't really an issue. I mean, I stopped sort of casual dating once I reached my mid-20s. It never turned out well, and it was never anything I was particularly interested in, to be quite honest. So really, I would just leave it. It's not important enough for me to sort of broach or break my brain trying to do it with somebody that I'm not really got that much of a connection with. So for me, I would just leave it, to be fair. Again, I'm not very helpful with this question, but I promised I would fill it in, so here I am. Okay, so next question. Where are we? Oh, here we are. Ruh-roh, total fail. Perfectly nice date, but a human mollusk in bed. It's a library hush. Utter and absolute silence in the bedroom. You aren't sure your partner came? You sure didn't. When do you pull the plug? I do not do well with silent partners in bed. As I mentioned before, I do quite enjoy hearing my partner's pleasure, and if I can't hear anything, that immediately makes me self-conscious, which really isn't fair to the quiet guys, I admit, but there it is. I would give it some time, I'd give it a few tries just to see, I mean, because they could be equally as nervous as you are, and that can have an effect. But complete auditory strike, no, I could not deal with that. That would just make me so self-conscious. Strangely enough, I'm not all that worried about my own climax, but not knowing if they did would be a major issue for me. So I think I would, yeah, after the third try, if things were still not working out, I would probably say, yeah, this isn't working. But it probably wouldn't be purely based on not making any noise in bed, because that would make me sound extremely shallow. But, some compatibility in bed has to be present, and I would could not deal with a completely silent partner in bed. That would just drive me absolutely nuts, because it's part of what I enjoy. It's part of what reassures me during sex. Am I doing okay? Short of waving a flag, shouting hurrah, the sounds that they make in bed is pretty much my indication that, keep going, girl. So, yeah, I think that answers that question and also proves how absolutely useless I am in being helpful with this questionnaire. I at least I do hope you enjoyed laughing at me. And yes, I'm going to go away before I embarrass myself any further. So take care, guys.